right, well, suppose welcome to another episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. News and notes as we get this segment started. No, I'm just kidding. Only one good thing to talk about today. And I guess it's the most important thing because if I am doing this recording, that means at the time that I am talking, I am currently alive. By the time you actually listen to this, it might not be the case, but that's not for me to know or for me to decide. But like I said, I'm currently alive. Whoop-de-freaking-do. Life isn't all that great. Everything isn't going the, you know, that ideally, I suppose. But like always, that's only because I'm standing in my own way. You know, I'm just being a complete dummy, I guess, with everything. So, hey, you know, I'm a fucking idiot. Basically. I really didn't want to come on here and talk to you guys today because, truth be told, I really don't have anything to say. But it's the holiday season, and whoop-dee-doo, and dickery-dock. Watch that mouse scurry down the clock, it's the Christmas holiday. That's how that song goes, right? I don't know, fuck it. Yeah, I started to think about this a couple days ago. Just thinking, like, man, has it really been a whole year plus since I started doing this? And I think I started in October of, like, 2012, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, I should have done something to mark the, you know, one-year anniversary of this podcast, but I didn't. And I should have, I don't know, done something else about it. Who fucking knows? But, like, I guess I didn't even really think about it because I'm not often reminded of this little venture that I'm going on here. Because, I mean, what's the point? I mean, all this is just for me to, like, I don't know, talk out my problems, like, out loud. Or just kind of say what's on my mind just to have a, I guess, an audio record. Say, for instance, what happens, I mean, 5 years from now, if I actually, I guess, make something of my life, and I start to, you know, start to doubt a lot of things, or I start to question, oh, you know, it's like, maybe, that, you know, this life isn't as good as I thought it would be, or whatever, and I can look back and just be like, dude, no, like, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, where you are right now in your life is definitely better than where you were 5 years ago, man. And it's like, maybe everything won't seem so bad because I can look back at a time in my life and be like, yeah, man, shit was pretty bad back then. And things are better now, so it's like, shut up, quit being a dummy. And then we'll go through this whole thing again where I'll just be like, dude, just like, knock it off, fucking idiot. So that's kind of this story with that. But I figured I should at least come on here and say something, just because it is the least wonderful time of the year. Recording this actually for the first time ever in the Drive to Stay Alive. Actually, no. I was going to say, it's for the first time I'm recording in a vehicle other than my red Pontiac, but I do believe that is untrue. I think there was one episode, might have been, for whatever reason, I was borrowing my dad's truck, and I was baby trucking it. I'm pretty sure I recorded while baby trucking it. I might have to dig back into the archives to see that for sure, but I'm not going to. So I'm just going to trust the fact that I know my own shit, which I usually don't, and say that, you know, this is the third vehicle that I have recorded in. Actually, if we want to be entirely accurate, I did do an episode, Drunk Driving in Vice City, where I was behind the car wheel joystick of multiple vehicles while driving through Vice City. So, as far as actual vehicles, this will be the third, just to clear everything up here. I recently bought a new car. New to me. It's a 2005 Chrysler Sebring convertible. And right now at the temperature thing on my dashboard says it's 4 degrees outside. That's not a misprint. 4, as in single digits. It's so fucking cold out. Like, it's just ridiculous. And all I can think about is just like, damn, man, could it just be fucking spring or summer or something like that? Let me just, so I can throw the top down on this fucking car. And I decided the other day, like, I was driving home Saturday night, went out for a friend's birthday party, and I was driving home. It's like 3 in the morning because I was out till bar close. And I was just like, dude, I'm going to put the top down. And then I thought about it. It was like 12 degrees. And I'm like, no, that's fucking stupid. Don't put the top down when it's 12 degrees. You're going to you're gonna shiver like me timbers, man. You're just going to be like, I'm like, no, dude, that's stupid. But it was the fact that, like, that's all I wanted to do. That's all I could think about. Be like, God damn it. Like, why do I live in this fucking cold ass city? It's just so stupid. Like, what's keeping me here? Other than the obvious, that keeps everybody where they are. But it's like, man, the hell's wrong with me? So, so I can't wait till it gets warm out again. Apparently. And I guess, I don't know, it's not very entertaining. Not very exciting to just sit here and be like, hey, guess what? You know what sucks? Vacuum cleaners. You know what else sucks? My life. At least I got them with the vacuum cleaner line. They're just like, oh, yeah, it's funny because it's true. And you're like, well, you know, my fucking life is true, too. And it's like, I'm in a bit of a fucking hole again, I guess. Oh, yeah, I suppose I could talk about Movember. Yeah, that was a real hoot. All right, so the month of November is now something called, like, Movember, I guess. Like, I don't know who started it. I think it was started in Lithuania by the native people looking to put themselves on the map. It was started by Yibel and Steve Hashwunski, I think it was, in Lithuania. It's probably not even close. Yashibel and Steve Hashwunski, I think, are very Lithuanian, like, native names. You know, like, way to pick a country you know nothing about, dummy. Oh, shit. That just kind of shows, like, where I am right now. I have, like, this, like, total lack of creativity. It's just awful right now. Like, I can't do a goddamn thing. And I'm just, okay, so I'm on this bender, right? Probably on about a 6-week bender. It's a month and a half of just giving up on the world and eating stupid and drinking, like, fucking drunk. And the whole purpose of this, like, so Movember comes along. During the month of October, I was doing this thing called Pickle of the Day, where I take a picture, you know, pick of the day. I take a picture every day and talk about it. And most of my entries were pretty fucking dark and depressing and shit. And like even if I took a picture of like a relatively, I don't know, positive thing or just like even something that looked beautiful, I found a way to spin it to be like something, I don't know, sad or whatever. Like I took a picture of a bed of flowers, and instead of saying like how beautiful it is to see flowers, like I said, like how awful it is to see everything else, where you can't always just look around and see flowers. And so it's just kind of like, I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. So by the end of October, you know, after, you know, I talked about death a whole lot and suicide and whatever and just mean things and awful things, and it always kind of came back to just something horrible. And I'm like, you know, I need to do something about that. Like, I realize that my life isn't the greatest and all that kind of stuff, and every now and then I do try and do something about it. So I figured with the month of November, with Movember, the whole point of Movember is to grow a mustache. But that's not just the point. While you're growing this mustache, you're supposed to be pledging money, raising money for men's health issues, such as like testicular cancer and prostate cancer and, you know, that kind of stuff. Like things that you're supposed to like grow this mustache as a symbol of like, hey, I'm helping out like men's health issues. Some people do it just to grow a mustache just because it's funny. With the exception of like 5% of the general population, like nobody looks good with a mustache. There's like a handful of people. But otherwise, people just kind of look goofy. And so I'm like, dude, I'm going to look like a future child rapist if I wear a mustache. So I'm like, why the hell not? But if, not that child raping is good. Jeez, kind of got derailed there. But I'm like, all right, while I do this, I'll raise some money. I'll pledge to like exercise, you know, 30 minutes a day or whatever. I'll pledge to kind of maybe, you know, eat some more vegetables, like take my vitamins, like brush my teeth, like, you know, just like while I'm looking out for other like men's health issues, why don't I look out for my own fucking like health issues as well? It was a very good idea in principle to get behind this whole Movember campaign. And when all said and done, I failed at everything, every single thing I set out to do. I mean, I've been a failure for my whole life. Everything that I've tried to do, I haven't done well. It's like, oh, yeah, write a story. Like, oh, act in a play. Yeah, why don't you learn trumpet, learn piano, learn guitar, you know, sing in this and whatever. Everything that I've set out to do, I've failed at. Oh, yeah, you know, you think you're funny? Oh, write a fucking satirical news column, whatever. It's a failure. You know, hey, wearing a sombrero, cool, let's get this, you know, start in the left field bleachers and, you know, get a bunch of fucking people to join you and everything like that. Giant failure. Everything I've tried to do in life, I failed at. So, why would this, I mean, so then the point of this is like, then, why would this be any different? Why is it such a big deal that I failed at this as well? I guess the point of that is I thought for once maybe I would succeed. You know, like I wrote an article, you know, about it and threw it out the air on the internet and just kind of just said like, here's what I'm gonna do, whatever. And I thought like maybe that if I did it that way, that people would kind of hold me accountable for it. You know, that the people would help me out and everything. It's like, without any fact-checking, without any people, like, I guess, like, What the fuck am I trying to say? I guess without, like, any support, and without, God, see, I can't even fucking succeed through this fucking description of what the hell I'm trying to do. I'm just saying, like, if left to my own devices, I'm just going to not do anything. I'm not going to push myself. I'm not going to try. I'm not going to succeed. I'm just going to just be like a piece of shit like I always am. I need a push, and I need someone just to constantly just be like, hey, remember that thing you're supposed to do? I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, like, if people checking up on me, then I'll do it. But I don't. That's the thing. Nobody gives a shit about what I say, what I do, or how I am, or anything like that. I mean, on the surface, they do. But there's no, like, one person who's just kind of like, you know, who believes in me, I guess. Who's, like, my biggest fan, and just, you know, no matter what, is always there for me, anything. Because everybody's so busy with their own damn lives, and, like, I don't have somebody that truly loves me and just really wants me to do better in life and all that kind of stuff. So it really, really sucks. My life is pretty much as bad as it could be. Well, no, that's not right, because it could always be worse. Ah, God damn it. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing anymore. I'm just gonna sit here rambling. Okay, Movember. So, I completely failed at Movember. Every single little piece of it, just fucking failed at. And here I am now, December like 15th or something like that. You know, this has been like 15 days since the month has been over. You know, it's another half a month gone. And I'm failing at December too. I mean, there's no good way to say it. I'm just a fucking awful failure at everything I do, everything I try to do, everything. I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do about it. Probably the same thing I always do. I'm just gonna sit here and deal with it. And this time of year, Christmas, where people get together, they send out holiday cards, maybe write a little letter saying, like, hey, you know, how are you doing? You know, here's what my family's doing. Hey, like, you know, this guy got a new job. Like, oh, this person's engaged. Oh, this person's baby, you know, is 6 months old now. Can you believe it? Like, everybody, like, in their Christmas letters have all these fucking happy things to say and all these updates on life and everything like that. And my mom goes, you know, hey, you know, everybody, you know, write your Christmas letter. And I'm like, ugh. I feel like I have just nothing to offer whatsoever. Just, the fuck am I gonna say that's like people are gonna be like, oh my goodness, that's incredible, like, oh, I'm so glad that you're still alive in order to, you know, create all these wonderful, you know, things and memories and everything. Like, the fuck do I care? Like, and so what do I do? Like, the best thing I can come up with is the fact that, like, I'm just fucking strange. That's basically just what I highlighted in my stupid fucking letter. It's just like, hey, guess what? I'm a weirdo. You know, no wonder, like, girls won't kiss me and stuff. And it's like, all I did is just talk about Sasquatch. Like, there's nothing interesting going on in my life, so Sasquatch! Like, it's funny. Don't get me wrong. And that's one thing that on this podcast, I'm not very funny. I listen back to it and I don't make myself laugh at all. But it's like, when I write things, I think even when I'm at my most upset and sad and depressed and just kind of like given up on everything, I still have my sense of humor. And that's one of those things, like, I might die alone, but I will die with my sense of humor. Like I could just see, like, my last words, like, being somebody, you know, laying there just like, you know, I'm out with my dying breath. I'll be like, hey, like, someone will lean in. Like, I don't know if anybody will actually be there when I die. Like I said, I'll probably die alone. But if there is somebody there with me when I die, then maybe the nurse or something, because I'll probably die in a, you know, maybe I won't die in a hospital. But, okay, I'm getting into it too much for this stupid little line. But what will probably happen, you, which way are you going, pal? Seriously? Pay the fuck attention. Oh, did my fucking thing go off because I fucking braked too hard? God damn it. Fucking assholes. Costing me fucking money. I got this, like, tracker thing from Progressive that monitors my driving habits, and the thing just beeped, which means I probably, when you brake too hard, if you do too sudden, like, sudden, very sudden braking, like, it registers against you. You're not supposed to do hard braking. Because it just shows that, like, you know, you follow people too close and whatever. Like, things are just fucking beeped. There's a guy in front of me just is like, oh, I'm not going to signal which way I'm going, but yeah, I'm going to veer off to the left, you know, because I'm going to stoplight and go, you know, left or right. There's this little, you know, turn only lanes, whatever. So then I'm like, oh, cool, you know, this guy's going left. And I start going right. And this fucker just, like, sits there and does nothing and then just goes, and then all of a sudden goes right. I'm like, fuck. So then I got to toss on the hard brakes, and since I've had this car, yeah, probably about a month and a half or something now, I don't know, some towards the end of November or October ish whatever, November ish I don't remember, I don't think I've braked hard yet, because I'm making a conscious effort, because, like, okay, if you don't drive that often, if you kind of limit your driving activity, and you also, like, you know, don't speed or don't brake hard or something, you should be able to get, like, a reduction in your car insurance. I'm like, sweet. When I get a new car, I'm going to be careful with it. So I'm like, already, I'm good. Secondly, like, you know, I follow my own principles of slow down and don't be a fucking idiot and apply it to, like, my life sometimes. And then so I usually drive pretty safe. This fucking guy right there just needed to fucking just piss me off by making me brake hard and raising my car insurance rates. Just fucking asshole. Ugh. So that's why I don't do this. I mean, like, as I should say, that's why I do this when I drive, because I just get off into little tangents like that. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. On my deathbed, if there's someone there with my last, like, words, I'll probably just reach out to somebody and be like, closer, come here. They're like, what? They lean in, and I'm like, show them my finger, and they're like, what? And I'm like, pull my finger. And they pull my, and they're like, really? And I'm like, pull my finger. And they pull my finger, and I fart, and then I die. So, I mean, that's one of those things, like, where I'm like, I think even when I'm dying, I'll still have my sense of humor. Because that's pretty much all I got. I don't have good looks. I'm not great at, I guess I'm a good writer, but, like, not great. Not, like, oh, everybody. It's like, oh, man, have you read, you know, Scott Reck's work? You know, it's incredible. Like, nobody fucking's gonna, like, rush out to check out my stuff. I can't get people to read my shit as it is. You know, even I even read under a pen name, I can't get people to read my shit. So it's not like, I love it, but it's not like that's, you know, my claim to fame or some shit. I'm not a good person. I don't have a good job, like, fuck, I don't have shit, basically, is what I'm saying. I don't really have a lot of good things going for me. But like I said, when I die, I'll still probably have my sense of humor. I'll die, I want to die laughing. It's because it's better than dying screaming. So we'll see what happens with that. I have no idea why death got brought up again by me. I don't even know where the fuck I was going with anything. Something about being old and something about... What does this have to do with Movember again? God. Where do I get to that point where it's like I just have an awful, like, memory? What was I trying to think about this morning? I had a dream about confirmation. About how we were having, like, a 10-year reunion from our confirmations. Which should have been a couple years ago, because don't you get confirmed at, like, 18 or something? So, I don't know, whatever reason, we were having a 10-year reunion for our confirmations. And, like, you know, my friends were there and everything. Anybody who got confirmed with me at my church was there for, like, the 10-year reunion. And this was in my dream last night. Totally normal, of course, right? But then it got me thinking, like, who was my... Because in confirmation, it's basically like... It's like baptism, but it's you as an adult making the conscious decision to follow, you know, the Catholic faith and the teachings of Jesus and everything like that. When you're baptized, your parents are just kind of like, oh, I want this child to be Catholic, whatever, like that. When you're being confirmed, it's you deciding to make... that decision, you know, like you decided to make that choice. And so about to go into work, but I was trying to figure out who my confirmation sponsor was. You pick, you know, because like your parents choose your godparents, but you choose a confirmation sponsor, and I have no fucking idea who that was. I'm just racking my brain all morning. So I'm like, okay, long story short, I have an awful memory. I will pick this up when I get out of work, and we'll see you later. All right, welcome back to the Drive to Stay Alive. Wish I could remember what I was talking about just in your eyes just a few precious moments ago. But, like most things in life, I've already like abandoned that, quit, given up, failed. You know, trying to, you know, figure out what the hell is going on. And yeah, once again, nothing left to, no one left to blame but myself. This just big asshole went to work for 8 hours and can't remember a goddamn thing of what happened this morning. Like a fucking idiot. Speaking of, I know I did mention the two most important things in life earlier today, and that is slow down and don't be a fucking idiot. Well, those two are going to really play into my drive home today, because we are currently getting a little bit of snow, and it's making traction on the roads and visibility a bit of a challenge. So the thing that sucks is going to take me a lot longer to get home than I had originally planned. Usually I get about 25 minutes door to door. And now, probably looking at least an extra 10, 15 minutes maybe. So I'm not going to talk the whole time because it's boring. Because I got nothing to say anymore. If I had some cool idea that I wanted to expound upon, I'd be like, oh yeah, you know, like, I totally like forgot to talk about blank. I'll be like, well, oh, good thing we got, you know, a 35-minute ride home, right? Fucking Ted Nugent. So, let's see, where are we? I think the last thing I left you with was I was talking a little about Movember and just kind of how much of a fucking failure I am. And it's kind of the case. Someday I'll probably end up succeeding at something. I mean, who knows? I can't make any promises. I'd certainly like to. I don't think I want to live my whole life as being just like a giant failure. mean, it might happen, but if it doesn't, then I guess that'll be nice, right? But, you know, I can really only plan for certain things to happen and just kind of go with everything else. I mean, I certainly can make a concerted effort to, like, have things work out, like, the way I wanted to. Like, you know, to follow my dreams and to be positive and be happy and all that kind of shit. Like, you can plan for everything, but, I mean, shit happens in life that, like, you didn't plan for and you just gotta roll with it. Yeah, unfortunately, I know that all too well. So it's, I'm gonna say, only a couple days till Christmas, which is good and bad. Good because I don't have to fucking worry. I mean, not worry. Worry is the wrong word. Like I said, I don't have to fucking deal with it anymore. Once Christmas ends, then it's just kind of like, fuck it. You know, life goes back to normal. Everybody gets all fucking stupid around the holidays. Oh, you gotta go visit this person. You gotta go, like, do that. You gotta smile. You gotta sing some songs. You gotta fucking deal with all sorts of shit. It's just fucking stupid. I mean, I don't know. I guess there's certain aspects about the Christmas season I like. And some things that, well, I don't necessarily like at all. I guess, like, it's not as bad as I just, you know, I guess maybe paint it out to be. But I'd be fine if, like, the whole fucking season just didn't exist. And I'd definitely be fine if this fucking winter didn't exist either. It's fucking stupid. Like, why do people, like, live where it's fucking cold? And this really sucks. Like, I mean, that's what, like, the fucking goddamned, like, Industrial Revolution did. Is it allowed for shit like this to happen? If we didn't have, like, fucking steam engines and, like, electricity and all that kind of shit, people wouldn't live in this fucking, like, cold-ass weather. Like, who's in their fucking right mind to be like, oh, yeah, it's minus 20? Cool. Let's fucking live there. No, it's fucking stupid for you to, like, try to establish, like, a life in society which is cold as shit and there's fucking stupid snow and rain and earthquakes and fire. I guess there's, like, bad shit no matter where you go. No matter where you live in this country, there's just fucking, like, awful things that can happen to you. And I get that. I don't know. Maybe it's, like, I'd, you know, take my chances with hurricanes and earthquakes than, like, fucking stupid cold and snow. At least, like, you know, an earthquake. Often a fucking earthquakes happen. I don't know, a couple times a year, maybe? Like, the really serious ones, you know, a couple times every couple of years. I mean, it's not like it's gonna fucking earthquake every, you know, like, if you live in California, it doesn't just earthquake every week. It's gonna be like, well, yeah, Thursday we got a 70% chance of earthquake. You know, everybody buckle down, you know, maybe, you know, be careful when you're driving out there this in the afternoon commute. It's like, no, you won't fucking know when it's gonna earthquake. So it's like, you know, it's always a possibility. But dude, like, you know when it's gonna fucking snow around here, and it's just kind of like they tell you, they're like, oh, expect 8 inches, and it's like, god damn it, like, it's like, who am I, like a teenager having sex for the first time, like a teenage girl having sex for the first time who has just, like, these unreasonable expectations, you know? So they're just like, oh, we'll expect 8 inches. And it's like, ah, oh, well, let me give you a little advice here. Teenage girl having sex for the first time, you're not getting 8 inches. Oh, just got sad. Things just got real, and, like, real sad. And it's like, oh. I don't know why I'm talking about teenage girls at all. It's like I'm old enough to be their father. Yeah, probably good to strict that from the record.
So what else is new? No, it's just like one of those things that, like, I don't know why I still live here. Actually, I could pretty much tell you the reason why I still live in Wisconsin, where it's just like cold as shit and like fucking stupid and everything like that. It's the same reason why I still work at my place of employment, why I'm still single, why I'm still fat, and why, you name it, I'm still doing it, it's still happening to me. It's just because it's like, I just don't proactively make any changes. I just kind of like, all right, go with it. You know, like I don't ever take it upon myself to like change who I am or what's going on in my life or anything like that. I just kind of deal with it. It's like I just kind of think to myself, be like, well, I guess this is the way it is. All right. Where other people just like will fucking like go and change their lives or something like that. They'll go out and like actually make a difference and, you know, but not me, because I'm a fucking dumbass. I mean, like, if every person just kind of stuck to the situation that they were, like, born into and just kind of like, well, I guess that's the way it's going to be. Like, you'd never have any fucking, like, movers and shakers in this world. You'd never have any new ideas. You'd never have any new inventions. You have a fucking, like, life full of, like, just shit. Everything would just be fucking stupid. Because it'd just be the same old shit that it's always ever fucking been. And so it's like, thank God, like, the world's not populated by, like, me. And that's one of the reasons I'm not allowed to reproduce as well. Because it's like, the world doesn't need more of me. A bunch of fucking stupid clones that just sit around and do nothing. And just fucking complain about how stupid life is. It's like, you don't need more of me. The last fucking thing you need. Like, one of me is fucking plenty enough. So it's like, just stuck. Like, a whole goddamn year. Like I said, I didn't do an anniversary show for this shit. So, like, a whole fucking goddamn year has passed. Plus, since I've been recording this, since I started this little experiment, I guess, of life. And what's fucking happened since then? Not a goddamn thing. My life is pretty much in the same place where I fucking left it. It's just like nothing matters. Nothing changes. Nothing gets any better. I think things have probably gotten a little worse. What the fuck? Is my fucking phone going off? I'm trying to fucking drive home, you fucking assholes. You see this fucking stupid ass fucking weather out. It's not like it's earthquaking and you just be like, oh, it's earthquaking, you know, I'll text you back in 7 seconds when it stops. No. It takes me fucking 45 minutes to drive the fuck home. I can't have time to sit here and answer your fucking text messages. Well, I think I might be officially losing it. Driving 20 miles per hour when all you want to do is just be home. I don't think that helps anything. I think it just makes you more angry. And I guess you can choose to, like, I guess you could choose the way that you react. You know, you can look at this and be like, oh, well, here's how I'm going to react based upon the situation. And you can turn it into a positive and just kind of like do something about it. Or you could just be angry and just be old and pissed off. Like, I'm probably going to end up being like one of those old pissed off, like old men. who's just kind of like, fuck it. I mean, look at me right now. You think, like, I mean, considering I actually live to be old, which doesn't seem very, like, likely at this point, because, like I said, I completely just ultimately failed in November to do anything at all to better my life. And so I'm going to spend, I don't know, I'm 32 right now. I doubt I'll make it to 60. I'll spend my remaining years on this planet just being old and just being fucking bitter and everything like that. Just be a total fucking, like, asshole, because I'm like, it's a fucking point, man. So why even bother just, like, being happy or fucking caring about shit if, like, you're just gonna get old and you're just gonna die? I mean, it's just, like, fucking life I'm looking at right now. It's just gonna be fucking awful. Alright. Well, I think I might have to cut this thing a little short because I'm having a hard time, like, seeing through my fucking windshield. And things might get a little easier if I'm not sitting here talking to a little fucking stupid box. A little black box. Oh, man, this is a bad idea. Sitting here talking to the black box, which is recording all of my, all my thoughts, all my communications, like everything that's going on at the moment. And what's going to probably happen is I'm going to crash and die. And the only thing that will survive the fiery wreck is this goddamn black box. And so it's going to happen. They're going to recover this thing and listen to this episode and just be like, what the fuck's wrong with this kid? Sitting here driving and just, like, complaining about his life and, like, how much of a fucking pussy he is and all that kind of stuff. And so he'll be like, oh, this Scott Reck is just a real asshole. It's like, no wonder, like, he died. Because mean people die and mean people suck and everything. And they're just kind of like, ugh. To sum up one man's life and just be like, this guy was an asshole. No wonder he's dead. And I'll be like, well, thanks a lot, pal. And that's just kind of how, like, people see me and shit. Son of a bitch. So, I hope I don't die right now. I mean, I don't think, like, it's going to be too, that, you know, it won't be that bad. Just be like, dude, if it's my turn to die, I'm fucking ready. That's one of those things that really fucking sucks. You should never be ready to die. You know, even when you're old, you still should probably have some, like, things. Be like, oh, man, like, you know, I never did blank. Or, just like, man, like, if I could do it all over again, I would have done, you know, something or other. And so you're never supposed to, like, be ready for death. I guess maybe some people are. Maybe some people have, like, done it all. And just be like, yeah, you know, now looking back, like, I wouldn't change a thing. And, maybe some people, like, got it all figured out to that point. I guess where, you know, they've done everything they wanted to do in life and everything. It's like, well, you know, I kind of don't need to do anything else. I don't need to live anymore. That's all I get. I mean, I guess I hope it doesn't ever get to that point. I think it would actually kind of suck. Like, if you ever to the point where you're just kind of like, I guess I'm done living. I don't know, but at the same time, it's just kind of like, what's the point of being alive if you're not living? And it's like, yeah, duh, you know, it's the fucking, like, listen to what you're saying, but it's like, it's the fact, it's like, yeah, I'm alive, but I'm not living. That's the best way I could probably fucking sum up my life. That's just kind of like what's going on. I mean, like, like, I wake up every day. I'm like, yay, like, I'm still here, I guess. I don't know why I'm so fucking excited about it, but I'm still here. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm one of those people who's like, I'm not going to do anything per se to, like, change my world or anything. But I guess at heart, in my heart, I have hope. I guess I still cling to the possibility that I can find true love, and, you know, I can find something to do with my life that is both fulfilling and also, like, makes a difference. Like, I feel like, you know, maybe there is somebody out there who gives a damn what I think or what I say or what I do. Maybe I'm not as worthless as I think I am. I mean, like, those are things that go through my head every day where I'm just kind of like, yeah, maybe it's true. Or, you know, or maybe, like, all this shit I say all the time is just a bunch of bullshit. That, like, how I think my life is, it's, like, the complete opposite, really. And so I guess, like, basically, it's like every day when I wake up, I guess the thing that keeps me going is that, you know, today might be the day when I'm proven wrong. When everything I've grown up believing and grown up kind of thinking, like, ugh, like, is kind of bullshit, you know, that I've been wrong, I guess. I guess I just hope that every day is the day when I'm wrong. But so far I've been right. I don't even know why, like, I hold anything back on this podcast. Just because, like, nobody else is going to fucking listen to this stupid shit. But, like, dude, what if the listening audience knew the fucking half of it? I mean, because, you know, you might say some shit about, like, oh, you know, like, you know, it's never as bad as you think. And, you know, you just got to look at it with fresh eyes from a different perspective. And, or, you know, and it's the whole grass is always greener on the other side mentality. And I can almost, I can assure you, I mean, it's like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, like, my life is the worst. This is not. I can assure you that there's other people out there who have actually, like, I mean, all my problems are first world problems. So let's just put it that way. That's the easiest fucking way to say it. It's just like, I'm the kind of person who shouldn't have any problems at all. Because I have nothing to have a problem about. I understand it's completely all self-created, because, like, I create all my own problems because I love problems. I love misery. I could have everything perfectly. I've been set up. My whole life has been a setup to have everything perfect. And yeah, like I said, things haven't gone exactly as planned along the way, but they're just fucking speed bumps. I don't know, I could have done something. And regardless of, I mean, anybody's gonna tell you, be like, oh, you know, it's, you're only in your, you know, 30s, there's still time, and fuck that. There's no time left. That's fucking one of the most fucking untrue things you can say. There's not any fucking time left. Life is fucking over. What am I gonna do now? Start saving for the future? I mean, like, if I don't have, like, a whole bunch of fucking money, and I have fucking stupid bills that I'm never gonna pay off, and like I don't have a good enough job to make enough money to like do better in the future. I don't have a fucking like retirement fund or savings account or any shit like that. So it's like basically I'm fucked for life. So it's not like shit's gonna get better. It's like, no, as I go on in life, it's like I already have like fucking health problems. It's like as life goes on, every day I'm just gonna get worse. I'm gonna have heart problems, I'm gonna have, you know, liver problems, I'm gonna have fucking diabetes, I'm gonna have like taking a bunch of pills, going to the doctor all the time, back problems. I mean, it's like not gonna have any fucking kids or friends or any money, and life's just gonna get worse every single day until I die. And then it'll get better because I don't have to fucking put up with this stupid, fucking stupid life anymore. I just realized I just said fucking stupid, stupid, fucking stupid, and stupid, and fucking stupid like 9 times in a row, but that's the way it is. What do you like waking up with that every day? It's that fucking cloud of doom hanging over your head that's saying, like, life is never going to get any fucking better. It is. Life is just always going to get constantly... Every day, it just gets a little worse. Some days it gets, say, like 5 points worse. Some days it's only half a point. There's some bad days where it's 50 points worse. Or maybe just 1 or 2. But the whole point of it all is that life doesn't get any better. It never gets better. Even if there's something that really good happens, there's a reason why it's not that great. Every fucking day of my life is just worse than the day before. When I say, like, everything in my life comes from, like, movie quotes, like, everything I've learned in life comes from movies. So it's like Office Space. Every day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life. It's like, how about today? Is today the worst day of your life? Yeah. Man, that's fucked up. I mean, it's just kind of that's the God honest truth. And I don't know, it's my fault. My problem. Holy fuck. The roads just got like a whole lot fucking worse. Whatever fucking reason. And it's like, I can feel it. I feel myself like fucking sliding around like a banshee. So, I don't know. I think I've said all I needed to say today. And it lasted a lot longer than I thought I would, but I'm almost home and fuck it. I'm done talking today, so this has been another drive to stay alive. Now I realize why I don't do these things as often as I should, because it just end up like this. Just fucking stupid nonsense about me just having a problem with everything. So if I find myself alive at another time, another venture in time, then you'll hear from me. This is the last transmission I ever make from the humanoid vessel known as Scott Andrew Reck Esquire. Then, I'm sorry I couldn't do something better to entertain you or give you another reason to fucking listen and shit. So, my apologies. I fucked up. Wouldn't be the first time that I failed. Promise you, won't be the last. But like I say at the end of every episode, the good thing is I've been given an opportunity to once again fail tomorrow. I'm still alive, and with every day I'm alive, it's another chance to either turn it around or a chance to keep where I am. or even a chance to, I guess, slide further back. But it's a chance. And even if there's a 1% chance of something good happening, that's what keeps me waking up every day. Just the possibility that today might be the day when I prove myself wrong by something positive and something nice actually happening in my life. So until then, take care and keep driving, my friends.